I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're doing well. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. And TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Man, do we got a great show for you. Unbelievable show for you, in fact, as we got gambling tips for you. We got anything you could possibly think of and want. Dan Beyer alongside. He's getting ready for his Sunday show this weekend. Of course, you got John Ramos and Jason Stewart. Plus, we got the In the Bonus podcast. Guys, okay, now we're almost, it feels like we're almost the season end. We all locked in. Like, is it more normal to watch the Amazon game last night? I'll start with you, Beyer.
Until it froze, like in the third quarter. That was, and I'll tell you what. I also noticed this that my phone is way ahead of what I was getting on the TV for the broadcast. So my phone was like a play ahead. So when the TV froze, I went over to the phone, and then realized, okay, wow, they're two plays ahead because I've already missed a play because of Steve Belichick being frozen on my screen. But I right when you think you're used to it, Doug, you're not because of something like that.
Yeah, no, it's very the sequestered audience is the weirdest part, right? When like once you get into Amazon, it's not like you're channel flipping. Like that's been probably the biggest adjustment. What about you, Jay Stu? Is this your new normal? Is it in fact normal?
I mean, I watch it because I have to, but it still has annoying quirks. Like, my TV, my smart TV, whatever year it is, whatever the software is, Amazon Prime does not allow it to forward or rewind or pause. I'm literally watching something live, and just like radio, like if I didn't catch it, I'm not going to get it. So that's annoying specific to me. I don't know how many people out there suffer with that like I do. But yeah, I mean, it's on. I just don't think that they are maximizing their audience or their coverage because of a couple of these hangups here.
I would agree. I actually think like it should be a dream scenario for a broadcast, but they're handling it like it's any average broadcast. Does that make sense? Like, it's one of those things, like, you have all these things at your disposal. The amazing thing about streaming is you can identify everything in your audience. It's not, like, Nielsen stuff, that there's a science to it, and it is real. The stats are, I'm sure, real. But that data is not as much presented in real time as you could get real-time statistics there. No question. The other part to it is that you don't have to, there's no have to take a commercial break at any specific time. So there's lots of cool things that you can do that they're not doing. And this is the part that I think frustrates you the most, they're very inexperienced across the board, especially with their analysts covering the NFL. And so it feels like a lesser broadcast than it actually should. Is that kind of what you're getting to?
Yeah, I mean, the analyst thing, that's a whole separate thing. But as far as just the watching it, they don't make it easy, especially if you've lived with the DVR for 20 years, like most of us.
Ramos, have you adjusted?
Yeah, I agree with everybody. That was the very first thing I thought of when I watched the first game was I can't change it. Like, I'm stuck watching this. But as you have talked about a long time ago, we still kind of a running gag on our text is it's a first world problem, right? I mean, yes, you're watching a game on streaming television, and the problem is I can't change the channel. It's not probably on the height of many people's problems of their daily lives. So,
okay, so last night what we did have was the Bills, as you guys all predicted, better than the Patriots. One, covered. It was under, not over the number. But the big discussion afterwards is not just the competency and talent of Mac Jones, but is everything going smoothly in New England? Right? As I said last week, looked like a well-coached offense, didn't look like a well-coached offense this week. Some of it is the level of competition. Of course, Mac Jones is caught shouting, past the freaking ball. He either said the run game sucks or he said the quick game sucks. That we'll need a professional lip reader for. Here's Mac Jones explaining the shouting match after the game.
What I said was about throwing it deeper within the short game. I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which is working, but I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going, and that's emotional, that's football. I'm passionate about this game.
Do you buy that, Jason Stewart?
I think I do buy it.
Yeah.
I think that he was, I don't know, Albert Breer said something interesting today on this network that I guess his nickname is McEnroe because of his temper, and I guess he grew up
is
playing tennis. Yeah, yeah, it's the first time I'd heard it too. So I guess he does have these blow-ups. So the way he explained it afterwards was much more tempered and measured, but I think he was blowing up on the sideline, right?
He was blown up. But it's funny. I played basketball last night with my son, our club team, and I hopped in so that we have, 10 for scrimmaging. And I can tell you distinctly, like, kids will mutter that too, where they'll be open, they'll catch it, and they'll hesitate, and they'll yell at themselves, like, shoot the ball! Just shoot! Like, I do that to myself all the time. I felt that's a little bit what it was like. Of course, we want to see the drama of everything and assume that anybody who's yelling is a divisive figure. But what he's saying makes complete sense. Here's Bill Belichick when asked about frustrations after the game.
Do you think it's hard to keep players from getting frustrated against an offense like Buffalo when you're not incredibly aggressive through the air?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them that.
Would you consider the struggles on offense more of a play calling issue or an execution issue?
Well, we just need to do a better job overall.
I just need to do a better job overall. Here's Kendrick Bourne, one of their wide receivers, on the play calling.
Yeah, man, we just need to scheme up better. We need to know what they're doing. We need to know what they want to do on third down. You know what I mean? We're kind of sporadic. They call this and we call that, and it falls right into what they want.
I get the ball downfield, so I think Mac needs more time. He's obviously running around, so it's hard to get the ball downfield when you can't really have time for him to throw. No knock to the line, it's just what we need to work on. The receivers can't do nothing if the ball can't get downfield. If we can't throw it past 5 yards, it's just going to be a long game. We have plays, but we can't get to them. We're calling them, but they're just not working. So it looks like a 5-yard route, runs, and that's when we catch it, so it looks one way. But hopefully we can get more, Mac more time so that he can make the plays.
I think that all of that is incredibly honest, and it's tactful and appropriate, right? It's not just the flat out trashing your coaching. He's like, we got to scheme it up better, which is coaching. We got to block better. You know, he didn't say the wide receivers got to get open more. He said, you know, we don't have the time to do so, and so we have the plays, we're calling them, we just can't get to them. Like, I thought that's totally fair. Totally fair.
100%. 100%. I think Kendrick Bourne's explanation was much more accurate than the one given by Mac Jones, even in the yelling portion of it. Because Bourne's right. Like, Jones was under pressure. Also, Jones wasn't necessarily that accurate when he was actually getting the football off. I mean, there were, you know, passes where he led guys, you know, a couple of plays in the second half, which were probably because he had to throw the ball sooner, right, because of the pressure that was going there.
Or even the pressure that he assumed was going to be there. You know, it's kind of what I talk about with Kenny Pickett. One of the things that impressed me, he wasn't great, and everything was short, little short completions. But what impressed me about Monday night was he got hit early, and he didn't lose his poise, and he didn't seem like he got rid of it too quick in the second half. It did feel like Mac Jones was, whether it was real or imagined, seemed like he was seeing ghosts a little bit.
Because the Mac Jones sideline thing, where I go to, Doug, is it's like, hey, man, let me do my thing. You know, let Mac be Mac. Let's go. You know, let's throw deep. And Kendrick Bourne's whole point is, yeah, we do need to throw deep. Absolutely. And these short things aren't working, but we also aren't blocking right now, so it makes it even more difficult. Like, that puts it all together. But when you see Mac Jones trying to just be like, I want to be Mac, and then we just immediately run to Matt Patricia and Joe Judge being the problem, and Belichick has lost his way, like, Kendrick Bourne's the voice of reason in all of this.
Like, you and I are completely aligned, and I think that, you know, obviously Mac Jones is trying to not look bad, and I think he also didn't – there was things he didn't want to say about the – you know, you're like, you're a young player. Do I want to say anything negative about my offensive line or even about the scheme? And he made it as if he was muttering to himself and trying to be a leader, whereas Kendrick Bourne told you what's really going on. And, of course, Belichick did his Belichick. And, by the way, I don't think any of the three are being dishonest. All right? They do just need to be better across the board. You know, we just need to be better. No, that's true. All right? He was yelling, you don't want to get the quick game. You need to throw the ball down the field. And then Kendrick Bourne gave you kind of more context to it.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody?
This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? Let me get my picks first. Then we'll get an update. Then we'll get to Burline. Time for the 5 for 5.
I want winners.
Well, we got them. Five NFL, five college.
5 on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Five. It's 5 for 5 with Doug Gottlieb.
All right. Our 5 college picks, our 5 pro picks upcoming. That's what's next in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's start in the college game. Okay. Obviously done pretty well in our college picks. My pick of the day will be on the podcast. I'll pick the SC Utah game. Let's get to Saturday's championship games. Obviously, there's 6 big championship games. I'll pick 5 of them. Starting the Big 12, because that's the first kickoff. TCU taking on Kansas State. Of course, TCU has beaten Kansas State earlier this year. That game was played in Fort Worth. The one issue, though, is that Kansas State had their backup quarterback at the time. And then, of course, Deuce Vaughn, 1,295 yards for the diminutive running back for K-State. Do I think TCU has been extraordinarily lucky, fortunate? Yeah. I mean, the escapes at Baylor, the escape at Texas, the escape against Oklahoma State. Heck, the escape against Kansas State because Kansas State had their backup quarterback. But their last game out, you dominate Iowa State, who's a very good defense. Iowa State not as good this year as they've been, but a top 10 defense analytics-wise coming into the game. I think TCU has kind of grown into this. They faked it till they made it. Now they've made it. TCU win. TCU covered. Give me the Frogs. They're only laying 1.5. LSU's taking on Georgia. I mean, the issue for LSU is Jane Daniels is hurt. And Georgia is really, really good. And Georgia has an outstanding quarterback who knows how to get rid of the football to all their playmakers. That said, LSU is one of the few teams that has the athletes to run with and tackle the dogs. I like LSU. Not to win. 17 a hook is a lot of points in a championship game. I totally understand. You look at the quarterback situation, it's like, yeesh, yeesh. But I like LSU to cover the 17 a hook. Not sure if you saw the story, but Michigan's star running back is out for the year. Blake Corum, who's got 1,463 yards and 18 touchdowns, out for the rest of the season. He's got knee surgery. They're taking on Purdue in the Big Ten championship game. Purdue's not great, and Purdue just can't run the football. But I do think by spreading out Michigan, by dinking and dunking, and the fact that this is played indoors, it allows them to to spread Michigan out a bunch. Again, 16.5 too much. I'm going to take Purdue. Last one is North Carolina taking on Clemson. And, of course, both teams come kind of limping in here. Drake May was some people's Heisman Trophy hopeful. Then they lost to Georgia Tech and to NC State. And now, all of a sudden, they're kind of withering away. Have not played a ranked team all season. And now, of course, they're going against Clemson. But Clemson isn't exactly Clemson. I mean, I don't even know how they're still in the top 10. I guess it's because they're 8-0 in conference play. But, you know, Clemson almost lost to Wake, who's been exposed, did lose to South Carolina, and needed some late-game heroics to beat Syracuse. This is me more being realistic about the fact that Clemson doesn't run away and hide from anybody. I'll take North Carolina to cover the 7 and a hook. So I like dogs this weekend, with the exception of TCU. Let's welcome in Steve Berline. Of course, great player in his own right. Longtime starting quarterback in the National Football League, and has covered the league ever since he shut it down as a player. He joins us in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. You know, Steve, we're watching last night, and it was pretty obvious that there was frustrations from Mac Jones. Everyone has seen kind of that reading his lips. Matter of fact, this was Mac Jones after the game when he was talking about what he got caught muttering on national TV.
About throwing it deeper within the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working, but I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going, and that's emotional, that's football. I'm passionate about this game.
This was, Steve, actually, this is Kendrick Bourne. Okay, you tell me if what Kendrick Bourne is saying is accurate.
Yeah, man, we just need to scheme up better. We need to know what they're doing. We need to know what they want to do on third down. You know what I mean? It's kind of sporadic. They call this and we call that, and it falls right into what they want.
What do you think?
Well, I think that's a very loaded cannon we've got going here with this thing. And, you know, I've been in situations similar where your offense, for whatever reason, is just not in sync with the offensive coordinator. And generally speaking, when it gets to the point that this has gotten to now with the public outburst and with now players talking and commenting about it, it means that the offensive coordinator does not really clearly have the game plan and the sequence of the play calling and what they're going to do in different situations, what the team can expect to run in different personnel groupings and situations. That's not clear. There's a lot of chaos, and we all know who the Patriots offensive coordinator is. It's Matt Patricia. Now, he made his name as a defensive coordinator, and I was as shocked as anything when I saw that they had named him as the offensive coordinator this year for the Patriots. It blew my mind, because that's just not a switch that you often see at any level, much less at the NFL level. And, you know, for a guy such as Matt Patricia, who obviously very respected as a defensive coach, to all of a sudden they'll switch, flick the switch and all of a sudden become an offensive play caller, I just don't see how that works in any situation. So I'm not surprised to see this frustration. I'm not surprised to see it manifest itself, you know, on national TV the way that it did. Hopefully they'll get it under control. But that's a very difficult situation. And I'm really going back to the beginning when it was first announced that he was going to be the coordinator, I was very, very surprised. And this is just kind of what I was fearing.
Steve Berline joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Steve, obviously, you know, you played in the league for a long time, right? When you watch Russell Wilson, he's played in the league for a long time, but he just turned 34. What do you think has happened to him?
Well, I think Russell Wilson, you know, if you really go back to the roots of it, I think Pete Carroll comes out of this thing smelling like a genius and a guy that really knew more about the overall status of Russell Wilson than anybody. I was really excited for Russell when that trade was made. There's no doubt that the last couple of years of his career in Seattle, he was not the same quarterback. His game had dropped off a little bit. But I really felt that this was the kind of move, and we'd seen it before with other quarterbacks where they move into a new situation. There's a new energy, newfound enthusiasm, and all of a sudden they rejuvenate their career. I thought that was going to be the case in Denver on that team, you know, with a really good defense, a lot of good young receivers. You had a really healthy running back situation initially with Javonte Williams before he blew his knee out, and Melvin Gordon before he started fumbling the ball all over the place. But it was a situation that on paper looked like it was going to be a really, really good opportunity for Russell to have success. What's happened there has completely blown my mind. This one I don't understand because I really had expectations of him truly contending. I even said this before the season. I thought he'd be an MVP contender because of that situation that he kind of found himself in there with Denver, and it's just been an absolute debacle. He obviously is not the same player. He's obviously not playing with any confidence. There's a disconnect between he and Nathaniel Hackett offensively. It's like he can't pull the trigger. He won't let the ball go. And when he does, it's kind of fluttering out there where he's not delivering the ball with any confidence on a regular basis. And it really shows up when you watch him closely from just the perspective of a quarterback.
Can you get that back?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's something to me that it would have shown itself, I would think, through the offseason workouts and through training camp, whether he was still the same kind of player, whether things were starting to click for him positively. And you know, I know he worked very hard with trying to pull the team together during the offseason with, you know, hosting a bunch of players down in his place in San Diego and really trying to build that bond between his teammates, but it just is not transferred onto the football field. They've lost a lot of confidence in him. It's one of those things, Doug, where honestly the only way it gets better is by him somehow starting to play better, and that's going to be him just making up his mind to go out there and let it all hang out and play with confidence and play with passion and you know, just see if he can still do it, because it looks like right now he's not able to make the throws that you really have to be able to make to be successful at that level.
T. Berline joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. What sticks out to you about Josh Allen's performance last night?
Well, he's my favorite. When you really get down to it, I always rank him number one in my overall. If I were listing my top five or ten, you know, it's very close between he and Patrick Mahomes, and Herbert is the guy that I think a lot of us believe is when it's all said and done, is going to be right up there at that same level once he gets a little more experience, a little more support around him. But I absolutely love Josh Allen. I said back before the draft that if Cleveland did not pick him with that draft pick, the first pick, that they'd be regretting it for the rest of his career. I just really felt that strongly about him. And the way that he's evolved and developed so quickly even exceeded my expectations. But I love watching him play. I love his passion. I love his athletic ability. That throw that he made for the touchdown, you know, jumping as he's leaving the field and delivering a strike with an elbow that's, you know, I don't know how you rate what percentage he's at, but it's definitely not 100%. But he's still able to make that throw that very few guys would even think about attempting. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, he is a very, very rare athlete and a guy that's going to be causing, as long as he can stay healthy, he's going to be causing a lot of problems for opposing defenses for many years to come.
Tua is a guy who's had an incredible amount of success this year, especially recently. Some point to, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, and everybody's going to look good. Mike McDaniel has helped him believe in himself. But now we get to a part of the schedule where he plays, you know, San Francisco on the road, dynamic defense with a great pass rush. Then you got Buffalo in New England where the weather's going to be bad. What are your thoughts on if this version of Tua is one that we'll see against the better teams in worse weather?
Well, you know, that'll be fun to watch. It'll be fun to see how that plays itself out. I have been so impressed, though, the fact that he has made the jump that he has this year under McDaniel. I mean, that confidence, as we all know, is a huge part of the deal. You know, we talk about Russell Wilson completely looking like he's lost his. Well, Tua is the exact opposite. He looks like he's in complete control out there. He's having fun. He's making good, confident decisions and good, confident throws, and he's got a lot of weapons, as you said, with Waddle and Tyreek Hill. You know, that's a team that really believes in what they're doing right now. Well, you know, as you said, this next few weeks is going to tell us a lot about them and whether they're ready for prime time or not. I would not be surprised if they played very well in these games and showed that they could handle the elements and show that they could handle the big stage. I don't see them coming out of it winning more than one of those three games. I just don't think they can go into San Francisco and beat the Niners. I don't think they can go into Buffalo and beat Buffalo on a 10-day rest. You know, Buffalo's got the kind of a semi-mini bye week now. So I don't see that happen. I think they can go up to New England and they can match up well and beat the Patriots. But the bottom line is that this is a team that is legit. They're getting more and more confident. They believe in themselves. But they've still got some growing up to do, I think. And this part of the season, going into the weather and when the games get that much more, much bigger and more meaningful, we're going to see them, I think, stumble a little bit and show that they're not quite there. But, man, I still like the way they play, and I still think they're going to be fun football games to watch.
What's gone so wrong for Kyler Murray?
Boy, that's a tough one. There's so many different elements to get into with this. I don't know Tyler personally. I've never had any conversation or communication with him, so I really don't have anything to base my read on. I just know that these things don't just come up by chance, and that there's a reason why Arizona wanted that clause in the contract. There's a reason why Patrick Peterson is saying what he's saying. There's a reason why his leadership is being questioned. No one doubts his athletic ability. You know, I said from the beginning, I doubted whether with his size over the long course of a hopefully extended career, I just did not see him as a guy that could consistently, have high level success, worthy of a number one draft choice. But he proved me wrong, you know, pretty early in the whole thing, the way that he was playing coming out as a rookie and a second-year guy, having some of the days that he had and making some of the plays that he made to win those ball games. I was very impressed. But when these kind of things keep coming up from others and these issues keep circulating and finding their way up to the where it's now become a public question, that's got me concerned. And there's obviously a lot of tension between he and Cliff Kingsbury. And, he's got to mature, and he's got to mature very quickly, or this thing can get out of control.
Last thing, Aaron Rodgers going to play this weekend, it looks like, against the Bears. You saw Jordan Love, limited instances, but you saw Jordan Love. What were your impressions of watching Jordan Love?
Well, I think he looked pretty good. I think he looked as though he was ready to play. He was excited. He came in and delivered a nice strike on the quick play action pass and hit what's the kid? Watson, is that what his name? The kid that caught the touchdown.
Yeah, Christian Watson.
Christian Watson. Yeah, he hit him on a nice little slant route there. Right on stride, or right down, took it to the house. But I think in general, he looked like he was ready to play. Now, there's a lot of difference, as you know, between preparing as a backup and preparing to be a starter. What the Packers end up deciding to do, how they manage this situation down the road, is going to be really interesting for all of us to watch. I know what a competitor Aaron Rodgers is. I know he wants to play, and I would bet that he will play until they're mathematically eliminated. But then I think for sure the Packers have to find a way to at least give Jordan Love a chance to play a significant amount of the last several games in order to really get a feel going into the offseason of what they have in him.
Completely agree with you. Great stuff as always. Steve, it's a pleasure to talk with you. Really appreciate you joining us on Fox Sports Radio.
You got it, Doug. Anytime, man.
That's the one and only Steve Berline joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Let's get you to Dan Beyer for a quick update. Dan, what do you got? Oh, we already did Dan? Did I already do Dan? I thought I was running late with my picks. That's what it was. Sorry.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. It's Friday. It's a Friday with the press. Oh, game time, sorry.
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Byer. Dan Byer, what do you got, my man?
Doug, the game today is...
Psychic.
All right, psychic. Six scenarios to pass by. Just to let everyone know, right now, in Group G, Switzerland continues to lead Serbia 3-2 in a match on Fox Sports 1. Brazil has already advanced. They are onto the knockout stage. They're playing Cameroon right now. Scoreless draw in the 88th minute. If these scores hold, Brazil wins the group. Switzerland would move on to the knockout stage. All right. Speaking of soccer, psychic, will the U.S. Is that the game today? Yes, it is psychic. Will this U.S. score in tomorrow's match against the Netherlands?
Yes. I see us. I see.
I didn't want to reveal the outcome, but just by them scoring, then could be 1-0. Maybe they could lose 2-1. Maybe they end up going to extra time, but U.S.
Correct.
Will score, according will to score. The psychic. All right, psychic, will there be any chaos to the top four of the college football playoff rankings this weekend?
Will there be any chaos? No. I see the top four all winning and advancing.
By the way, just to explain, I wasn't sure if I threw to the psychic name of the game earlier before I did the World Cup scores. And it reminds me, Doug, of, do you ever forget if you washed your hair in the shower? Like,
yes.
Like you did it like 30 seconds ago, and you can't remember if you actually... Has this ever happened to you, Jason Stewart?
I just did it with mouthwash today. Just today.
You know? Wait, you didn't know if you'd done mouthwash?
Exactly. I'm like, is this the taste of toothpaste in my mouth, or did I do a mouthwash? I'm like, screw it, I'll just do it again.
Hey, I could not remember if I asked what game it was before I gave the score, even though I did it 30 seconds. Oh, man. Plus, my shampoo is... I have a face wash as well, and they're in a similar tube. So I may, like, take the shot, you know, the shampoo and wash my hair again, thinking that, okay, the next step is the face wash. Anyway.
Yeah, you go head down. Don't you just go head down, then you don't have to worry about it?
Well, like the...
Pop the head down.
Like, it's not a bottle. Like, it's like, when, you know, like a squeeze tube of shampoo and of the face wash. So, like, if one was a tube that I had to, like, turn over, I would have known that I just did that. But since they're both, like, in similar containers, if you will, like, even the action of squeezing out the shampoo wouldn't give me the answer if I washed my face or not, because it's also the similar action. All right.
Well,
so
by the way, we can talk about how complicated that's complicated. Other banks make it redeem credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash any amount, anytime. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. The memory thing is interesting, right? When you, I was trying to figure out which episode of Yellowstone, like I had missed a little portion of it, and you're like, wait, did I watch this? Did I imagine watching this?
Yes.
So I completely understand.
You go through two scenes, you're like, okay, good, I didn't see these. And then you see the third scene, you're like, wait, I did see this.
Yes.
Yeah. How did I just drive this 2 miles from this point? Because I don't remember.
That's a weird one, too.
It is.
When you get somewhere like, how did I get here? I was completely lost in thought.
Oh, man. How did I stay in my own lane for this long?
Yes.
Psychic, will there be another in-season head coaching firing in the NFL this year?
Yes, absolutely.
Ooh. Yes, maybe absolutely. Even just, you know, week 17 walking papers.
Yeah, there has to be. I mean, just the numbers would tell you that somebody will not be back. My guess, it's Houston, right? That was felt like a Band-Aid hire. And you hire Lovie Smith, who everybody respects and likes, but like that ship has clearly sailed. And with the new man running the organization, you know, when they change kind of organizational styles, whatever, feels like somebody else going in there.
It's still Nick Caserio running the show, but he has to be gone.
Yeah.
But David Culley was the same thing to them. Like, he was just a stopgap.
I honestly think they wanted to hire Flores. And then I think Flores became unhireable.
Sure. Yes, the wonderful road of the Houston Texans. Psychic, will Amazon get a better schedule of NFL games next season?
Yeah. Yep. Although they didn't get last night wasn't a great game, but if you start any season with Bills, some of these games, it's just hard to predict. You know, it's like we talked about teams that were tired today.
Yep.
I mean, the fact is that, I mean, I could have guessed that the Rams would have a fall off based upon how they were constructed, but yet they're the defending Super Bowl champions. They're the Rams. And they're, you know, Sean McVay's been good. Pittsburgh Steelers, like, they're never bad. Well, this year they're bad, so they're on some of these late season games.
Will Aaron Judge, psychic, make his free agent decision this weekend, a meeting with the Yankees, I believe, happening on Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, coming down this weekend.
Yes.
The Judge has made a decision.
He's already met with the Giants, and they've offered him the moon, the stars, and the sun. And the fact that he's meeting with the Yankees afterwards means, like, all right, here's what they're offering me. Can you match it? And if not, can you get close? This is, nobody really wants to move. Nobody really wants to leave the Yankees unless the disparity in finances is so great. And oh, yeah, by the way, I mean, once you get to $300 million, like, really? I don't know.
He should split, make both parties happy, sign with the New York Giants. There it is. Signing with both New York and the Giants. All right, finally, psychic. Will the Golden State Warriors have the best record in the West at any season?
No. No, but I don't think they're playing for that. I don't think it's a perfectly constructed team. They're figuring that thing out, but I don't think they're going to be the best.
Right now, the West is an absolute log jam, but they are in the eighth spot in the West, 4.5 games back, at an even 11-11. And quickly, Cameroon has scored against Brazil. They are in stoppage time.
Another little scuffle here in the Switzerland-Serbia match.
Yes, and Switzerland continues to lead Serbia 3-2. They are also in stoppage time. Switzerland needs to hold on to this lead. Cameroon, I'm sure, would like to add an extra goal, which would help. But, yes, Switzerland just needs to hold on, and they will advance. And
that's, how many of the players for Switzerland are from Switzerland? I'm going with, like, two.
I don't know.
Morocco, there's 14 players that were born outside Morocco. Mm.
I do not. Yeah, I'm not well versed on the Swiss lineup. It was a Swiss miss on my part, and that's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb.
Any first responder, I tell you, never try and beat a train for braking. It'd take a mile for a train to come to a complete stop. So when you come to a rail crossing stop, trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA. Look, it all worked, right? LeBron put Dak Prescott in a position to answer questions about a 65-year-old picture about his owner. What'd he say?
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.